Now, with more listeners than at any other time, well over a quarter of a million of you tune in regularly to the James Whale Radio Podcast. Let's take it away.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
Ah, here we go again. Welcome to the program. And because I have been inundated with requests for ages about whether or not I can find that elusive comic that used to appear on my TV show back in the 90s and regularly appears at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, Charlie Chuck is going to be on the program at some point this week. In the next hour, Charlie Chuck live on the program. The only thing is, I'm not sure when, and I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but since we tweeted out and Facebooked and did all that stuff about Charlie, we've got a few questions for him. Whether we can get him to answer those questions, I have no idea. Anyway, welcome to the program. I'm James Whale. You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show podcast. And this week, it's Cliff Week. Is it? We're not going to do the show from on a cliff, are we?
Yeah, apparently the French are complaining that the white cliffs of Dover are too white and we need to stain them a darker colour.
Well, do you know, funnily enough, I thought that myself when coming back to these shores the other day. I thought, they're white.
They are white.
And, you know, I don't mind white, but it's like Simon Cowell's teeth, really. They're slightly off-putting.
Magnolia.
Magnolia would be good. In fact, during the course of the programme, if you want to tweet us or Facebook us, tell us what colour you would like to see the Doverian cliffs turned to, we'll see if people agree. I thought we were going to have a serious program this week, but obviously not. Anyway, it's a podcast-tastic week. Is that apparently you want me to say podcast-tastic or pod-tastic? What is it?
Podcast-tastic.
And why is that? Why would I say that?
Oh, I see. Cliff Week. Cliff Richard Week.
Oh, it's Cliff Richard Week, is it?
Ah, that's it.
It says here, Cliff Week.
Oops.
Did you write the script?
Yeah, well, you know, Neville said to say podcast-tastic for some reason, and then Cliff
podcast-tastic, right. Cliff Richard on the programme this week. That's great.
Yeah, apparently so. We've got Cliff.
What, singing the song with Engelbert Humperdinck?
MB who?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, listen, good to have you with us today. And if you are wanting to get in touch with the programme, you know how to get in touch. Just email us at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Rob is the producer. So anything that you don't like about this programme, just get in touch with Rob, and you can find him care of jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
Thanks for that.
I'm very thirsty this week. Now, what's been happening this week? It's being sacked. I'll tell you what's been happening. This David Moyes, Manchester United.
Right.
I mean, I know you don't know much about football, and you don't need to know, except he was the manager of Manchester United. He's been sacked. And it's been on the front pages and the back pages of the papers, and I thought, you know, proper news, like the fact that we apparently are more likely to be struck by meteorites than had previously been thought. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Have I got to build a bunker?
Well, I don't think it'll do you any good, to be honest, but using the technology that they set up, when I say they, I mean, you know, governments around the world to monitor whether or not we were under nuclear attack, although I don't know why they needed to do that. Surely they'd know anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same technology has now been used to see whether we are likely to be struck by a meteor. Well, if it strikes us, it is a meteorite. Did you know that's the difference?
Because it's right on target?
Well, I don't know that that's got anything to do with it, but a meteor is the one that burns up in the atmosphere, and a meteorite is the one that comes through and smacks us.
Is there a meteor left?
I don't think so, but that's interesting because this whole story... In fact, I tell you what, in a future programme, let's see if we can't find a space scientist or whoever and find out more about this, because apparently they figured that big, huge, massive meteorite strikes, like the ones that got rid of the dinosaurs, happen every 1,000-odd years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're now reckoning that a meteorite strike on this planet that is sufficient to wipe out a whole city. In fact, the Americans have called them city killers.
Okay.
Is likely to happen once every 200 to 300 years.
Does that mean we're going to get a load of films about meteorites again?
Well, we've had those, but now the scientists are beginning to work out that it is actually slightly more likely to happen than they first thought. But don't worry, because they can tell whether these things are now likely to come and hit us quite some time in advance. And what they're saying is that would enable them to send up a satellite or a rocket or something just to nudge it off course.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, that'll be fine. So we won't be obliterated.
A bit like Space Invaders.
Yeah, exactly like Space Invaders. So anyway, I don't know what you think about that. Get in touch, Facebook us. You know the usual address for Facebook, and you could tweet us at James Whale Radio Show or tweet me, and we'll talk about that next week, because that'll be interesting, won't it, next week?
Why, what's happening next week?
Well, I don't know. What would you do? Let be interested to talk about it on the show. What would you do if you knew that a couple of days left and that was it? Good night, Vietnam. Well, good night, the rest of the world, really.
Hmm.
Yeah, just pontificate about that. Looking at some of the responses as well, we're getting through about do you think it's really newsworthy that Mr. Moyes is being got rid of from Manchester United? And looking at some of the feedback, Julie Smith says definitely not. Michael Flanagan says, is being £5 million for failure right? Of course not. But that's what he will be receiving. I thought he was going to get 10 million, but there we are. Nice work if you can get it. As for front page news, well, the majority of newspapers have served up trash on their pages for years. I have to say, though, there are far more worthy news items that could be reported on. I think he's right. Jonathan Ackworth, hello, Jonathan, says, no, but it's Man United. Moyes was a wrong appointment and way out of his depth. Adam Talbot, nope. But then again, what else is happening around the world? Well, a number of wars, possibility of meteorite strikes, lots of starvation, and need I go on? Mike Grady says, so you're sacked 9 months into a 6-year multi-million pound contract. Lucky, lucky man. He is lucky, isn't he, really? Can you think of any other job where you get actually sacked and then you get rewarded for failure?
The NHS.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, yeah. Can you think of anyone else?
Your local council? Well,
yeah, actually, the more I think about it, the more people in positions of authority seem to be able to do rather well out of failure.
Can you sack me, James?
No.
Oh.
I don't care how bad you are, you're never going to get sacked. Rob Kiltley, or Kitley says, it's when your name is David Moyes and your club is Manchester United, it makes news. Well, it shouldn't do, Rob, should it? That's the whole point. Do you think it should do? Simon Hutchinson says, of all the things going on in the world, it shows just how pathetic the media has become, as if most of us didn't already know, Premier League football is full of overpaid ponces who are more worried about their hair and breaking a nail. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Is Manchester United a good team?
Manchester United were a good team.
Right.
I think that's the way. Chris Archer says 200 kids still missing in China boat disaster, yet everyone's ranting over a guy who's been sacked from a football club. For God's sake, get a bloody grip. And I think he's right. I think Chris Archer's absolutely right. But, of course, if you want to get in touch at any time, you can. Rob will tell you how.
Email the show, jamesworldradio@gmail.com, or visit the Facebook site, facebook.com/jamesworldshow.
Yeah, don't forget also to catch up with some of our previous programmes, some of our previous guests, including former Dragon Theopathetus. We've got Boy George, interview with Boy George up there. We've got loads of stuff, haven't we?
We've got too many to mention.
Yeah, so go to jameswellradio.co.uk and fill your boots. You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show podcast online and on various radio stations as well. And as I say, if you want to get in touch, you can jameswellradio@gmail.com. And we will get in touch with you. Now, how would you like a copy of a free audiobook? Of course you would. Of course you would. Well, all you have to do is, as I say, visit the website, jameswellradio.co.uk. And on the front there, you will see a link to Audible. And if you register with Audible, you will get a free book. Now, you could get my own book, which is called Almost a Celebrity, 30 Years of Nighttime Radio with Pictures of Me as a Baby, which always go down well. But if you get the audio one, I just describe the pictures of me as a baby. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
I forgot where I was going with this. Actually, we have got a garage sale going on of copies of my book, signed copies of my book, which you can buy through our new shop. But if you wanted to, we'll tell you about that later. If you want to get a free audio book, you don't have to have mine. You don't have to have mine at all. Just register with Audible. If you are already registered with Amazon, you don't need to. Click on the Audible link, follow the instructions, and you can have a book of your choice. But you could have mine. And then, of course, you can listen to, I don't know how many hours it is. It's quite a few hours of me reading about me, which is quite interesting. What was the link again?
Link for what? The link for the...
For getting hold of an audiobook. Oh, are you not listening to what we're doing?
I'm listening to you. I'm jameswellradio.co.uk, and there's a big Audible banner that scrolls across the screen, left, right, left, right. Just click on it when you see it. A bit like a game.
Yeah.
Just click on it.
That's it. Click on it. Get a free book. It could be mine. Me reading to you. Summer is coming, and you might want something to play in the car as you travel on your way. Get it now. Get it as soon as you can.
4 hours, I think it is.
Is it 4 hours?
Mm.
It took me nearly a week to record, I'll tell you. 4 hours?
Yeah.
Flipping heck. So anyway, enjoy that. And if you go to our shop, there's we've got T-shirts there and stuff to sell.
T-shirts, yeah, they've been selling well.
Yeah, okay, good. So go to the shop, and you can see the jameswellradio.co.uk. Go there, /shop, and you can see what we're selling. Keeps the program going. Now, what about the competition?
Yeah, we've got a winner.
Why don't you do it?
Okay, congratulations to Pixie Witherington Smythe.
You made that name up.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't even dream of a name like that. That's too
Who
long.
Is called Witherington Smythe?
Somebody who used to be either Witherington...
Called Pixie?
Or, yeah. Yeah. Well, they win the Barrison Swing Band CD and the Pasadena Roof Orchestra CD.
You will enjoy that. It really is good time music. It really makes you feel good when you listen to it. So well done to Pixie. This week's competition to win two CDs, is it again from the Pasadena Roof
yep.
Orchestra?
It is, and from the Barrison Swing Band.
Okay, so you're going to get these two LPs, CDs again. Barrison Swing Band features Darius. Do you remember Darius? Did he win? What did Darius win?
Pop Idol.
Pop Idol, that's right. Darius won Pop Idol. Did he win? Yes, I think he did. Or
well,
was he just
two,
on
he?
Pop Idol and then became a big star?
He was on one, failed, and he went on another one and won.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's singing on it. And I'm told he's got a big future in swing. At least I think that's what they said.
He's a swinger, that's what they said.
Yeah. Well, you said that. I wouldn't possibly involve myself in that sort of comment. But if you would like to win these two CDs of the Pasadena Roof Orchestra and the Barrison Swing Band featuring Darius, all you've got to do is easy. What do they do?
Share a link on anything, either Facebook or any Twitter account we've got.
Yeah. If you share it, then we will see. We will pick out a winner from the share list, and we will tell you who the winner is on next week's show. Okay. Now, our friends at talentgb.com are now providing us with music for the show. And if you want to see, hear, or hire any of these artists or have your track played on the show, rather than come to us now, go to talentgb.com. They are our talent bookers. They are supplying the entertainment on the programme. Well, all the entertainment other than me, I suppose. I see what you mean about Cliff Richard. This is fun. So we've got two Cliff Richard, I was going to say impersonators, but they're tributes, aren't they? Now, they're not called impersonators. Mm-hmm. They're called tributes, and pretty good as well. But just let me go back to talentgb.com, if I can, for a moment. Because if you are an artist, whether you happen to be, I don't know, an entertainer, a comedian, or you happen to play in a rock and roll band, talentgb.com could be exactly what you need. They are a website set up to promote acts and talent across Britain. So if you want to find out more, go to talentgb.com and you can look at the acts there. You might be wanting to book somebody for a party, for a show, for anything. You might be a band, an entertainer, and you might want people to know about what you do. The place to go is talentgb.com. I think I did that rather well. Where would you go if you want to get hold of an entertainer?
talentgb.com.
Yeah, so would I. Now, the first track is from Cliff As If.
The what?
Cliff As If. It's podtastic. Cliff As If, one of the best tribute acts to Cliff Richard around. Cliff Richard played by Will Chandler. See what you think about this. This is not Cliff Richard. This is Will Chandler as Cliff As If. And Do You Wanna Dance?
Well, do you wanna dance at home?
You know I'm going to leave that in, don't you?
What? You're not, are you?
Right at
the
end.
I don't care, really. So there we are. Will as... Will Chandler. Cliff As If. And Do You Want to Dance? So if you want to find out how you could hire Cliff As If, go to talentgb.com and check out the other great tracks there. It says here, you've been writing scripts for me. It says, go to talentgb.com. Lucky I don't read as it's written. And says, check out her other great tracks.
It's because I cut that, and paste from the weeks before, and sometimes...
That was not a her, was it?
No, that's a him.
No, that's a him. I mean, fancy making about a Cliff Richard tribute act getting the sex wrong. How could you do that?
It was an honest mistake.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show podcast online and on various radio stations around the country as well. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, James Whale Radio, you can. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. And wherever you happen to be listening, either audio booing us through talentgb.com or, of course, on any other form of communication. Yeah?
You're all French.
Form of communication. I felt French for a bit. Go to our website, check it out, jamesworldradio.co.uk, because there you can hear up to 31 hours of radio shows. Now, are competitions for kids a good thing? Should they learn how to fail? This was a topic that I've been talking about on various programs I've been doing around the place during the week. And a number of kids, about 64% in a survey, said they didn't want to compete in sport because they didn't want to have to lose. And, you know, we had all this business of political correctness where getting somebody to win was not thought of as being a very good thing to do. I think we're beginning to get away from that now because people have to compete. You couldn't say to somebody, well, we don't want to hurt your feelings, so we're not going to have an exam because if you come bottom in the exam, that might hurt your feelings. So what's the difference between that and sport? Does anybody know?
Panting.
Panting?
Mm.
I thought we weren't going to do sex on the programme.
Is that a sport?
Oh, the sex professor was popular, wasn't she?
Mm.
Yeah. We'll have to get her back for another go, so to speak. Anyway, Mark Sapsford says, absolutely, life is all about progression and losing, and failing is a part of that. You have to learn how to fail. Kevin Ackerman says, learning from defeat and mistakes is just as a valuable lesson as any other. And he's right as well. Carol Leslie Gardner. We've got lots of people with hyphenated names. Carol Leslie Gardner, Claire Rosemary Pugh. Claire says, first of all, sure they are, so long as it's fair competition. Give them both a spear, for example. Oh, I see, yeah. Carol says, think any lessons you learn in life are far better if you learn them young. That's a very good point. And listen, our old friend Kev Letaxi, driving around Cardiff, listening to the James Whale Radio podcast. Hello, Kev. He does lots of promotion for us in Wales.
He does. Thank you, Kev.
He says, nothing like a kick up the jacksy and told to do better next time.
Is he the one that does all them stupid cartoons of me and you?
Yeah, Kev. Just watch it, mate. I mean, you're making Rob look slightly more attractive than me, and in reality, that is not right.
And I'm bald.
Yeah, and he's bald, and I'm not.
No, I'm not bald. He's got me as a bald guy in the cartoons.
Yeah, you're bald.
Am I?
I think you're bald. Don't touch your head. Just touch your head. Yeah, well, there we are. Sounds bald to me.
Okay, I'm bald.
You're bald, yeah.
Okay.
Of course you're bald.
I'm going to shave my head.
Oh, incidentally, listen, I know what I was going to ask. Didn't you, you went off to see the pantomime with Paul Daniels and our guest from last week?
Steve Hewlett.
Yeah, the guy who was the ventriloquist in Britain's Got Talent last year.
Yeah, it was a good panto. Paul Daniels, Debbie McGee, went to the after-show party afterwards, and then...
Oh, for goodness sake. What are you, some sort of lovey-dovey?
And then I took Nobby with me.
You took Nobby with you?
Yeah.
You didn't take Mrs. Rob?
Mrs. Rob was there, and my daughter.
And you took Nobby?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I asked myself that at the time. I was thinking, why have I done this? But then, anyway.
Yeah, wasn't there one person you didn't invite?
Every time I ask you to come and do something, you go, no, I'm busy.
Well, true enough, but you didn't ask this time.
Well, I've given up.
Yeah, well, strangely enough, I wasn't busy. I could have come.
Oh. Well.
You know.
There's always next time.
Yeah, I suppose so. Anyway, come on, give us your review of the pantomime. What was it called?
The pantomime was Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Very good. Very, very good Queen tribute bit in the middle of it. Loads of good
really?
Queen songs. Oh, yeah. Oh, really, really good.
Could we get... I love Queen.
Yeah.
I love Queen. I saw Freddie Mercury a number of times, and I really would like us to... Could we not get some of that on the programme?
We could get Brian May on as a guest.
Yeah, let's get Brian May on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a jolly good idea.
I'll have to give him a ring.
Stop getting sidetracked. Tell us what it was like.
The panto was great. It's finished now, yeah. But it was very, very good. Very
and
good.
And why was Paul doing a pantomime in the middle of the... Well, not in the middle of the year, but, you know, way after Christmas?
They're trying out a new thing to introduce pantos at Easter, and it seems to work.
Didn't anybody think to offer me a part?
What would you have played?
Well, my Abenaza has to be seen to be believed.
But that's no good in Alice in Wonderland.
Well, there must be some old, nasty old geezer in Alice in Wonderland that I could play.
I don't think so.
Actually, let's ask our listeners to get in touch and suggest what part they'd like to see me do in pantomime next year.
Are you up for a panto? If you do a panto, I'll do a panto.
What do you mean? I'm only doing one for money.
Oh, well, I'll do it for love, but I'll be...
No, no, that's what worries me.
I love panto. I used to be in pantos.
Yeah, well, you can be in the panto. We'll find you, but I need to be the villain.
Okay. I was a villain once.
Seriously, the last time I did panto was quite a while ago, about 20 years ago, I think, and I played Abenaza.
Well, give us a line, then.
I can't remember any lines. They're different. Each one's written differently, isn't it?
Okay.
All right, let me try. Hang on, from Abenaza. So, you are the genie, are you? The genie of the lamp. And I suppose you are going to do some magic. You don't frighten me. And I don't really think your magic is going to be strong enough to have a go at Abenaza. And remember, I eat children and witches and ghouls for my lunch. I made that up, actually.
I gathered that, but it was very good.
Did you think that was good?
I did. I think it was. I think it was good. Actually, I'll take the very off the front. I'll say that was good.
Yeah. So I think you need to get in touch with Paul Daniels and tell him that I'm available for the next one he's doing.
He's not some panto guru. He's just like you and me. He just gets asked.
Well, who's the producers? Get on to them. Get me a part.
Okay.
I need to... You know, I'm doing a breakfast radio show at the moment. I'm doing this. I've got a couple of hours in the day. I could be doing a few other things.
Why don't you do what everyone else does and go on Casualty?
No, I don't want to do that. I don't like the idea of being in a hospital again.
Good point.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show online and on radio stations throughout the nation. And if you want to join us, of course, and have your say, you could Facebook me, you could tweet me, you could email us at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Should we do some music?
Yep.
No, I tell you what, I've got a phone call coming in from some guy in Blackpool. Should we take the phone call?
Go on, then, I'll put it through now.
Charlie in Blackpool. Hello, Charlie.
Woofbark, Kitchen Barrow. Hey, I'm in Blackpool. Blackpool yeah, races. We've got these
yes. Charlie, is that Charlie? You're in Blackpool. What did you say, Charlie?
I was in Blackpool. I am in Blackpool for the races. It's donkey races. And a man... No, he's laughing at me. David's laughing at me. There's a man there, he's got these donkeys. I said, can you hire them donkeys? And he said, there's a little screw on the side. But I think he was trying to be funny. I ain't talking about. Get away from me. Where am I?
Are you... Sorry, Charlie, are you all right?
Let me put you in the picture, James. Interior designing is what I've been doing. Architectural knowledge. I can read plans and maps now. An accessible environment. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
It's a book deal, and it's a documentary about my farm and my animals, Kirky Pig, and what I dug. Do you know what I mean? What's the matter? Do you know what I mean? I've bought and sold houses on summer seasons.
You've bought and sold houses on summer seasons?
It's good for you, but in liquid form. I have to do it. Do you understand?
No, sometimes not really. No, not at all, in fact.
There's 8:30, well, 9:30, and 6, well, 8. Joking about.
Is there anybody with you, Charlie, that can look after you?
Yes, there's Dave, but he's doing an apple pie quiz at the moment.
You know, he's doing a what?
He's doing an apple pie quiz, but you can talk to him.
Oh, good. Well, maybe if I could ask him a couple of questions. David Gooch wants to know how Charlie gets his hair like that.
Well, what it is, it's quilts, a kettle, microwave, cups and saucers, tables and chairs and washing up liquid.
Cups and saucers, I mean? Tables and chairs and washing up liquid. Get your hair that way.
Washing up liquid and lamps. Do you understand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yes, absolutely. I was thinking of the same.
Is anything else you'd like? Is anything else you'd like? Take your fancy my diamond ring, my silver watch, my safety pin. Take this glass of cigar, and here's a match to light. What are you talking about? Look, give me that telephone. Hello, is that James?
Yeah, no, it's James. Yeah, sorry, it's James.
Yeah. You know what it is, you see? You asked me about my walking stick, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
No, give me that phone, Dave. Give me that phone. Hello. Yes. Right. Yeah. What I've been doing, a Chuckasaurus show, Edinburgh, with a 20-foot dinosaur and a man inside it.
A man inside a dinosaur?
Yes. With a man inside it, and I'm doing a pilot for Chuckanory. Like Jack and Ori, but Chuck and Ori. And for that pilot, I put my hair up as high as I can and put lacquer on it and backcomb it from the back with a big brush. Does that make
sense? Well, that makes no sense at all. Steve Kirk, Charlie, wants to know what your favourite animal is.
My favourite animal is Kirky Pig because it's a nervous pig. And sometimes he's scared of one-eyed dog. He runs away from one-eyed dog, this Kirky Pig. And I feel very sorry for him, you know.
Yeah.
He's nervous. He's scared of spiders.
maybe I could just ask you a question from Paul Pinfold, who says, ask Charlie what music he likes at the moment. If he actually knows what music is.
Yes, I do know what music is. And I like Enduri. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slow. Hit me quick. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. All right.
Yeah, settle down. And how about this one from John G, who says, Do I have anything to worry about, Charlie? I'm feeling ill.
Well, you know, James, there's only two things to worry about. That's when he's in good health or when he's in bad health. If he's in good health, tell him not to worry. But if he's in bad health, he's got two things to worry about, whether he's going to live or whether he's going to die. If he's going to live, tell him he's not to worry about. If he's going to die, it's still two things to worry about. That's whether he's going to go to heaven or whether he's going to go to hell. If he goes to heaven, there's not to worry about. It doesn't matter about hell, really, does it?
Well, I'm sure that will have cheered him up no end. And Sharon Johnson wants to know whether you'd consider being Prime Minister.
I'd love to be Prime Minister. And I'd tell you where I'd get my point across, James. Me and you on Celebrity Big Brother. We could put the world to rights. That's what I think. After I come back from Canada playing a piano 30 foot high upside down. That'd be lovely. What?
Why would you want to play a piano 30 foot upside down?
And Jean Lapointe, he's the Prime Minister of Canada. Jean Lapointe.
Is he?
Get away.
Are you... sorry, Charlie, are you hearing those voices again?
Yeah. You know, I'm always hearing voices, but I'm getting better. I'm taking tablets for it.
Yeah, well, a lot of your fans, ever since the early days of my TV show, want to know whether you're okay, whether you've got a house to live in and enough food to eat.
Yes. I live on a farm in Upper Cumberworth with my ducks and turkey pig and one-eyed dog and Edie Wakefield. Edie! Edie! She's over there.
Where is she?
She's over there.
And, over where?
Good. Over there. I ain't talking about. Stop frightening me. I live on a farm, you see, and I have got enough food because I've got an allotment. I've had an allotment now for 5 years. I've got carrots, swedes, onions, leeks, whelks, mussels. There am I now. What are you talking about now?
I've no idea. I've no idea. Completely lost it. Completely lost it. Listen, Charlie, for the moment, I'm going to let you get back to growing the muscles.
That's lovely, then. That's lovely. We'll have to meet up again sometime.
Will you be all right on your... Well, but will you be all right on your own now?
Yes, I will. I've got my stick. I've got my dog.
Right. All right. Well, Charlie, thank you. Good to hook up after all these years. Thank you very much indeed. Now, you take it easy.
Okay. I'll tell you. Right. Goodbye, James.
Goodbye, Charlie. So there we are. That was... no, seriously, that's David. He is Charlie Chuck, although... it has to be absolutely said that sometimes I'm not sure whether I'm talking to Charlie Chuck or to David. And it does get very confusing. But we'll see if we can't get him back and do a sensible interview with him at some point.
Good luck with that.
Although, yes, I'm not really. What worries me is he agreed to do that and he said he would be in a hotel because he was busy going somewhere. And he didn't turn out to be in a hotel at all, did he?
No, he was in some sort of car park.
Yes. And what worries me is somebody might have seen him doing that, and he's usually got that bright red hair that sticks up all over the place. Anyway, Charlie Chuck, I love him, and it would be good to see him back on television somewhere, wouldn't it? Mm. And if you've never seen Charlie, I'll tell you very briefly the way I found Charlie. I was long before Britain's Got Talent. There was a program called Sky Star Search on Sky TV, and I was one of the judges. Cheggers was the host of the program, and I was one of the judges, and we had people come on perform, and I like to think that is where Simon Cowell got his inspiration to be the judge that he is today, and we had all kinds of other people as judges, and me, and... I would normally say, I think that's terrible. I remember a guy came on and sang a song. He was wearing a dark suit with white socks. Haven't we got this up on our
yes
website somewhere?
We had an impressionist as well that you really...
Did I have a go at?
Yeah, you did.
Simon Cowell actually told me that is what inspired him to do what he does. He did tell me that.
There you go.
But it was quite funny. But when Charlie came on, and of course all the other judges sort of buzzed him off, said, "This is terrible, this is awful." I said, "Hang on, this is the best thing I've ever seen. This is..." And all he came on and went, "Oh, I can hear voices. Ooh, woof, woof, woof." And it was really strange. He came on with a plank of wood, and he just sort of leant on the plank of wood, and he obviously just said the first thing that came into his mind. And I thought it was funny, but there we are. Was he on that one? Have we got that Sky Star Search that he was on?
I will have to keep looking in your attic.
Yeah. Well, there. You want to see some of the old shows there. They're on jameswellradio.co.uk. Now, to our friends at talentgb.com, who are providing us with the music for the show, providing us with the talent, if you want. If you would like to hire or hear any more of these artists you hear on the programme, or if you have a look at their website, if you are an artist and you want more people to see and hear you, then go to talentgb.com. And if you want to get on the programme, then contact talentgb.com and they will tell you how you could get on the show. Now, the Runaways are a Shadows cover band because it was a sort of Cliff Richard music week this week on the programme. We had a Cliff Richard tribute artiste a little earlier. But right now, the Runaways are a Shadows cover band. And this is a track called Stepping Stone. There we are, the Runaways, and they are a Shadows cover band. And if you want to find out more about them, go to talentgb.com. And just a reminder that if you want to find out what we're selling in our shop, you can get a copy of my autobiography, the ordinary copy, Almost a Celebrity, signed by me. You can get T-shirts, baseball caps, and anything else we can find to flog. Just go to jameswellradio.com/ I'll do that again. Yeah. jameswellradio.co.uk/shop. Why didn't you correct me there?
Because you corrected yourself.
I did, yeah, you're right. So, you've been listening to the James Whale Radio Show podcast for another week. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Tell all your friends to tune in as well. Share the links with us. If you could share the links with us, that would be great, wouldn't it?
It would.
And, of course, you could win. You could win. If you share the link, you could win.
Two CDs.
Yeah, two CDs. Now, if you want to get in touch with the show, go on Facebook. Facebook us at facebook.com/James Whale Radio. Twitter at The James Whale. If you work for a radio station and you would like to broadcast this program, then drop us an email to jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. That's almost it. So say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Can you do it more sort of with more feeling than that?
Adios, muchachos.
Adios, muchachos. Catch you next time on the James Whale Radio Show podcast. Tell your friends.
James Whale.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.